handle.
6:34. Any, just I guess a general update on what's going on in the school or with the teachers. It can be a general discussion at this point, since.
Sure, I'll just keep going if you don't mind. So we had our first fire drill this morning. It went really well. We were under 2 minutes with getting everyone out, and they were very orderly. We have a Vision to Learn program that's come in. It's free for our students. It's amazing. We have all of our kids are getting screened, so they all were screened today. And then any students that screened as having a vision problem, they're coming back. And they're doing. There's an optometrist that's actually going to do a full assessment of their vision with the whole machines. And then the kids go into a different part of this van, mobile, and actually get to pick out glasses and get their glasses ordered and have their glasses in a couple of weeks at no charge to any of our families.
Oh, that's
so awesome. How amazing is that?
What day is that? Yeah. I have my size.
Our fifth graders created the Leo Life newsletter. So we're really excited about our fifth. They wrote it. They came up with the title. They totally own that newsletter. And we have some artists there as well. We do have a music program that we're able to begin starting on Monday.
Excellent.
So we're going to start that for our fifth graders. It's a voluntary program in collaboration with Dell State. So we had our PD day the other day, and it went really well. We've continued to focus on just classroom management and just energizing our teachers as well as the instructional, using the new curriculum and talking about the STAR reading and math, looking at where our students are screening, where their needs are, and then digging deeper to getting at their needs and focusing on that. Picture Day is October 1st. Miss Postles is working very hard on that. We have a brand new website. It's completely updated.
What's that date? October
1st. Tuesday. We have 3 new staff that have begun. So 2 are replacing people that left that were just struggling with our students. And so we've got 2 that just replaced our staff. And then the 1 new staff that started is our K-1 program that we had talked about. So that's our literacy immersion program. We're focusing totally on literature in that room. It's the majority of the day is on literacy. And then math. So we're going to make sure that those students come out totally ready at the end of a first grade level by the end of the year, and that's kindergarten and first graders. So it was kindergartners that are really on the first grade level. Mm-hmm. We're using a new English language curriculum, which is very literature-based. We've got many of our teachers moving into that now, so we gave them the option. It's much, much better than the Wonders program, which is what we've been using. And our teachers that have started using it are really seeing the benefit and the value of using it. It's making big impacts. It's real books in our kids' hands.
What's the name of it?
EL Education. And the beauty of it is written by teachers for teachers, and it is at no cost to us. The only cost to us is the purchasing of the textbooks, which we had some grant money that was left over, so we were able to repurpose that money and use that to buy the curriculum.
Excellent. Good.
So last year's money being spent well. Good. Progress reports, we had a little glitch in the printing of the progress reports yesterday, so we let parents know that they're going home tomorrow. And then we had our school book fair. It went really well. Miss Postles did an amazing job handling that, too. We were able to make quite a bit of money on that book fair.
Good.
What is the book fair? Help me. What do you do?
The Scholastic Book Fair. We had a whole room set up. We had a whole room set up with books everywhere.
So you could buy it.
The students can buy.
The students buy books. And we actually had a number of our fifth grade students helping to run the register, checking kids out. And it was really exciting to see our students involved in running programs. And we've got some legislators coming in next week to talk to our students, and they're talking about creating a student council.
Good.
And creating that, and just really the student body taking ownership. And I would like to really move forward with creating sixth grade here for next year. I believe we have the space, and I believe we have the interest. So that's, I've checked into it with DOE on how to make it happen, and it sounds really possible for us to make it happen for this coming year, as long as we keep our number under 44, which we would be. It does not require a major charter modification. That's it stays less. As a minor. So.
Okay.
So I know you and I talked about this a few days ago, just at the next board meeting, if we could just have a good plan, because I know some of the other board members are going to ask a lot of questions.
Absolutely.
But I think that's definitely something that will keep students from leaving when their brothers or sisters leave fifth grade. The parents will keep them here. They go to sixth grade.
Which legislators are business? Are the ones for our district? We're in the what, fourth?
It depends. It's,
I don't live in.
Do you know?
No. 31st, maybe, for the rep, maybe.
I think it's the 31st and the 4th.
Foster grandparents, we're working on setting them
right.
up, too. It's Representative Bennett and Representative Bush, and then Councilman Cole, and they're looking at getting a few others to come, all on Thursday, October 3rd.
Okay, good.
At 8:30 in the morning.
October 3rd.
Mm-hmm. And a reporter from the Dover Post is also coming and working with our fifth graders about being a reporter for the newspaper.
Oh, yeah, that's
excellent.
That's outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a lot of fun things happening with our students.
Good. I'm glad. It sounds exciting. Definitely good. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything from the teachers?
I think the teachers are excited about the changes. I think we're really looking forward to what's next. We've seen a lot of changes, positive things, and just the collaboration, I think, is and support from administration and each other has really been positive, supportive, collaborative, cooperative. So I think that's helping to support this movement of AOD truly being an academy.
Excellent.
So we're really excited.
All righty. Thank you, guys.
PTO is tabled.
Yeah, we'll have to table all the other. Yeah, but thank you, Dr. Marinucci, Mrs. Tridente, and Mrs. Postle. You guys are doing a great job, and Marianne, as always. I've been in the school during the day, so you could tell there's a whole nother vibe when you're here. So.
Thank you.
We are off the record.
One announcement.
Oh, I'm sorry,
that is because we still have yet at the university done the rollout of the new PC. For some reason, they're still sitting in a closet on the third floor of my building.
Hi.
Can I see you? So we're going to try to get them down. We haven't forgotten you. It's just the old ones are still sitting in my lab.
Yeah.
And I'm just annoyed. So this new equipment hardware just sitting around the corner. I even volunteered to get some of my senior MIS students to put them in, and the director, that's out. And I also say it was another member from our church, Robert Horton, I forgot which program he was in. He wanted to be able to give some computers, and I gave him your number, and I don't know if he called you or not to follow up, but you should be getting a call from Robert Horton from Calvary. He said he had 20 computers and he wouldn't know who he could give them to. Ooh. So that's when I immediately said, I know someone that can give them.
Thank you.
So I will see him more than likely tomorrow morning.
Okay.
And I asked him what happened to the computers.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Thank you.
But we haven't forgotten those computers. We still have two buildings of labs. They're like 80 PCs that need to leave our space so the new ones can take over. But
thank
we haven't
you.
Forgotten.
Thank you. And I know the board has asked for teachers to come in.
Oh, yeah.
We have Miss Todd here. So Miss Todd is one of our teachers. She's our fourth grade teacher. And she is the most phenomenal grant writing teacher I think I've met. Just was it yesterday we got an announcement that you...
Right.
So she's continuously bringing resources into our school. She just, actually, Miss Todd is the reason that we have a 3D printer here.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Good.
Well, welcome.
So I apologize for being late. I didn't even, I was working and I didn't even realize. That's why
you
I stayed today.
I don't have to apologize for that. Yeah, because we have some folks that are late. Late in the absence. No, we appreciate your grant writing capabilities and everything you guys are doing.
The incredible things happening in your classroom.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I think I walked by your class when you were doing a tour and I saw the 3D printer with the little gizmos that you printed out.
Now she wrote the grant and then she changed from being the technology teacher to being a classroom teacher, which is
fourth grade.
Actually, I'm glad you did.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you did.
Thanks.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, Miss Todd is the first adopter of the EL education curriculum.
Okay. Well, Miss Todd, this is Dr. Fletcher. Who's one of our board members, and Bishop Thomas, Camille Boynton, the other. But we don't have any.
There was a
table.
All the time,
so the table would be more.
Yeah, we got
occupied.
Three people. Four.
We have some folks missing.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna go rustle them up. Wow. Yeah.
Well,
that's good. It's a quick meeting. I get out here before football starts.
And to watch the Eagles get beat tonight?
Oh. No. Actually, Delaware State plays tonight. And they'll
I
be
thought
on,
they were playing this.
They'll be on ESPN2. They're playing against North Carolina A&T.